I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama
always said I'd be the chosen one. Not only is it an attack from another direction, the north, as opposed to the west, but it's considerably more sophisticated. They have 130,000 plus rockets and missiles, all delivered to Hezbollah from Iran. They've been accumulating this arsenal over the years, and the recent deliveries have given them added range, added lethality, and added precision. These are not the homemade rockets that Hamas has been making in their factories with parts delivered by Iranians. These are sophisticated missiles and rockets that are manufactured inside of Iran, and Iran knows how to build these things.
They know how to build them, they know how to use them, and that is retired General Jack King, a Fox News analyst, pointing out what we had discussed yesterday. Israel is concerned about other enemies around its borders. It is surrounded by those who want Israel to die and go away, and Lebanon might be the next stage. In fact, the weapons that have been sent in to the Gaza Strip, suspected of going through Lebanon. And now Lebanon with Hezbollah, much more organized than Hamas, and funded deeper by Iran, and with very sophisticated weapons. You could strike, even they are doing so now, from the Gaza Strip, some of the rockets they're firing into Tel Aviv, to the north, 75, 80 miles away. And that's with these basic building your kit home rockets that they put together, and they fire them up like they did during the war involving Scuds. They know not where they fall. They don't care, as long as they go in that direction of Israel. And General Jack King acknowledging if Hezbollah is going to step forward and use its weaponry and get involved, things are going to escalate rapidly. Thank you for joining us. Here we are, Larry Connors USA, on October the 10th, 2023. This is the first of 2 hours, back-to-back. You don't want to miss any hour. And, of course, when we're on the air, we're also streaming on News Talk STL Facebook and Twitter, Larry Connors USA Facebook and Twitter, and on Rumble. You miss anything, you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. You can find it, bring it up, and then share it. I am amazed at how many of you continue to share these stories, these reports, to your friends and relatives all over the nation and into other countries. I thank you for that. This program is unlike any other talk show. Not trying to put down any other program, except the work that goes into here is building a storyline for you and backing it up with facts and opinion and analysis. So here we have General Jack King talking about what we could see happening. Let's bring ourselves up to date very quickly on the latest, and that is more deaths. They're still trying to count them. They're looking at 1,000 plus that were killed during the attacks into Israel, and now we're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, killed in the Gaza Strip. And again, I will stress to you, many of them will be innocent, just as innocent as those who were on the beach when the terrorists paraglided into the beach and then cut through the gates to get to them and shoot them at point-blank range, and then into Israeli communities, killing women, children, old men, anyone, for any reason, or taking them hostage. 3,400 wounded at last check, but that number is going to escalate. And make note of this, for those who think this is just an Israeli issue. No, it's not. It's a world issue. One, because Jews are around the world, and many of them now trying to get back into Israel to step up and fight. Numerous flights have been canceled by various airlines, but they're still trying to get there. But there are victims at this time identified from 15 different countries, including the USA, Argentina, and others. And there is a lot more at stake than just a terrorist activity. But if there's going to be an escalation, that question for General King, if Lebanon is going to step forward and start firing rockets, why would they be suddenly ramping this up?
The purpose would be to overwhelm the three air defense systems that the Israelis have, Arrow, David Sling, and Iron Dome, which everybody talks about. Mm-hmm. And they can reach all of Israel's cities. And if they were able to overwhelm them and the Israelis started to take casualties and they couldn't eliminate all the launchers and the infrastructure, they have never, ever asked for American troops to help them. From 1948 to the present, we've given them equipment like we're doing right now. But I would suspect if they couldn't control this and they were taking daily casualties and they weren't able to eliminate all the launchers, they may ask the United States to assist. And I don't imagine any president could ever say no to that request.
That, of course, is imagining President Biden will have the backbone needed. We're going to get into that in more detail. And the American will of the people. I want to let you hear a CBS report as it was unfolding earlier when they were talking about how at this time Israel has resorted to just bombarding the Gaza Strip, this area reaching maybe 25 to 30 miles long and maybe 4 to 8 miles wide, where 2 million plus are supposedly located. And I will stress to you again, there are many innocent inside those buildings. They had nowhere to go. They were given instructions and told by the Israeli defense, you have X number of hours to leave. I suggest you do so. And they know if they're living next to some of the Hamas weapons and terrorists as they hide behind the skirts of children and women. But the rain of hell from Israel is starting.
Israel is expected to launch a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip in the days ahead. Its military says it's massed 35 battalions in areas close to the border with Gaza. And last night, Hamas threatened to execute the hostages that it's holding. Israeli airstrikes are hammering the Gaza Strip. Israel says it's targeting Hamas, which it and the US designate as a terrorist group. Palestinian officials say more than 700 people have been killed, including children. In the town of Khan Yunis, Palestinians dug through the rubble with their bare hands in a search for survivors. Israel's ordered a total siege of the Gaza Strip with no food, fuel, or medicine for its residents.
As I told you yesterday, they have the ability to cut that off, fuel, water, and they have. I don't care which side of the fence you're on politically, religiously. When you see a father running down the street carrying the limp body of his baby daughter, your heart has to break, even if it's an enemy, because that child is a victim of this. But she and her father and those around her are victims because Hamas has been using them as shields. And Israel knows that if we're going to go in, we've got to do what we can before we send our troops in. They're estimating 1,500 dead by their strikes. And then they're going to have to decide at what point have we softened the target enough. Much like firing on Iwo Jima before we send in the Marines. How much have we softened it before we actually send our ground forces in? Because there is going to be a battle face to face.
Dozens of Israeli battalions have been mobilizing along the Gaza perimeter fence. We also know that around 300,000 Israelis have volunteered to be reservists. These are staggering numbers for a relatively small country. We've been hearing directly from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who we understand spoke with President Biden to say that they had no choice but to launch a ground invasion. But this, of course, is all complicated by the fact that over 100 Israelis and potentially those with other nationalities, including U.S., are being held inside Gaza right now. We understand that they are scattered all across the coastal enclave, which is really about, you know, twice the size of Washington, D.C., which is to say not a huge space. It is a densely populated area, and there's a huge amount of concern for those people.
And, of course, trying to get hostages out, and likelihood many will be killed either by Israeli actions or Hamas actions. That ground attack is going to be staggering. Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, has some tough talk on dealing with Hamas.
For every Israeli or American hostage executed by Hamas, we should take down an Iranian oil refinery. The only way you're going to keep this war from escalating is to hold Iran accountable. How much more death and destruction do we have to take from the Iranian regime? I am confident this was planned and funded by the Iranians. Hamas is a bunch of animals who deserve to be treated like animals.
Alan Dershowitz, Jewish, professor emeritus at Harvard, has been speaking out about what took place that first day over the weekend, when everyone was just gathered at a rave party on the beach to enjoy music, peace, and many of them speak of wanting to have a dual state for Palestine and Israel. But it didn't matter to the Hamas terrorists.
Well, this is just a massacre, a genocidal massacre. The people who were killed were mostly peaceniks, people who were favoring peace, the two-state solution. But the Hamas murderers didn't care. They just raped and murdered any Jewish person, baby, woman. The most amazing thing is how many university students in the United States support these rapists and murderers. Amnesty International, let me say it again, Amnesty International at Harvard says this is entirely the fault of Israel. Numerous organizations at Harvard, at Yale, at the City University of New York Law School, all put the blame for these murders and rapes on Israel. These are our future leaders. These are people who are going to be running for Congress, who are going to be the editors of the New York Times in 20 years. These are people who have no moral compass.
And they will be trying to guide the future. Against his statement of the slaughter comes a news report from Reuters as to how now leaders of Hamas are stepping forward and asking and stating, we're ready to talk.
A senior Hamas official said the group is open to discussions over a possible truce with Israel, having, quote, achieved its targets. When you look at what happened Saturday, yeah, that would mean that its targets that it achieved were killing young people at a music festival, killing children in their homes, killing old people in their homes, and kidnapping many and taking them into Gaza. Your reaction?
Well, Hamas is a terrorist group that celebrates the killing of the innocent. Iran's regime, led by the Ayatollah, is a bunch of religious Nazis. They want to purify Islam in their own Shia image. They want to destroy the Jewish state and eventually come after us. This is an effort to kill all the Jews. The last time this happened was Adolf Hitler. The world was late to react. I'm urging the world to condemn Iran. I'm urging the Biden administration to cloak the White House tonight in the Israeli flag. You did it for Pride Month. I want to see the Israeli flag over the White House.
That is a powerful point. So Hamas leaders now speaking out saying, we're ready to talk. We want to have some peace talks. It is not hard to imagine the immediate Israeli response.
Though Israel didn't start this war, Israel will finish it.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised his people they would have vengeance.
Hamas will understand that by attacking us, they've made a mistake of historic proportions. We will exact a price that will be remembered by them and Israel's other enemies for decades to come.
Once again, back to South Carolina, Senator Lindsey Graham saying we will look to dismantle Hamas and deal with Iran. And then Dershowitz also entering the fray. And Dershowitz talking about this $6 billion that the Biden administration sent to Iran. He says, understand how that comes into play.
You know how many terrorists can be supported for $6 billion? And Anthony Blinken, don't tell me that this is money that's being devoted only to food and medicine. Money is fungible. Every nickel that is given to Iran, no matter what, is used to promote terrorism. And therefore, the money should remain frozen. Lawsuits should be brought by the victims of this horror against that money. And the money should be used to help the people who have been victimized, but not a single penny should be given to Iran.
Yeah, but it has been. And yet this White House insists, no, we didn't give it to them for anything but humanitarian purposes. I'll stress it and state it again. Are you telling me the Hamas terrorist organization, the Hezbollah terrorist organization, the terrorist nation of Iran, does not know how to shuffle money around? They know they're getting $66 billion. They've got other money. It's all fungible. They shifted around in shell accounts. So they don't actually have their hands on that $6 billion, but they know it's coming, so they can start dispersing the money. But you're telling me that they don't know how to launder money and put it into shell companies? Should they ask the Bidens how you do that? Lindsey Graham says this administration needs backbone.
I want this administration to tell the Iranians any escalation using Hezbollah to attack Israel or killing of hostages, we will hold you accountable. I can only stress this so much. The Iranians depend on oil revenue for their livelihood. The money to sponsor terrorism comes from the oil industry owned by the Ayatollah. Destroy it. There are four refineries. Destroy it. Tell the Iranians you escalate any further, then we're going to destroy your oil industry. And eventually, we're going to have to deal with this regime by taking it down. I don't want war, but I don't want to live like this either. This is hell on earth.
And unfortunately, we're on a fast path at this point. We need prayer, and we need strong action. Later in this hour, more from Senator Graham and Alan Dershowitz on U.S. failures. Oh, and Obama. Obama, he finally responded by a tweet. I've got it right here. You want me to read it? I'm not going to bother reading it right now. Took him 3 days to compose the tweet. I'll give you some of his remarks coming up later. 3 days before the former president, who actually helped broker a deal to give Iran original money to build not nuclear power plants, but nuclear weapons. Yeah, I'll get to him later. Coming up, we have a 25-year Air Force vet, now with the Heritage Foundation. Want to focus on next steps for the U.S. and Israel. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4000.
888-344-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
What if everything you thought and believed to be true about owning and buying your home turned out to be wrong?
Straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home.
We're the only country that has one of those. Most other countries, considering like Canada, the UK, they don't have long-term fixed-rate mortgages like that. They're all variable-rate mortgages.
HomeWise with Michael Midget, Sunday mornings at 9 on News Talk STL.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30
on News Talk STL.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you why pay more than four. In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
Make camp where the land is bare. I'm gonna run away to Tuckum Carry. Ain't no one gonna find me there. Ain't no one gonna find me there. Found trouble in the town I come from. Left 6 months ago or so. I had to run from the man I wronged there.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My guest is John Venable, also known as JV, a 25-year vet of the U.S. Air Force, senior research fellow, defense policy at the Heritage Foundation. And John, welcome aboard.
Larry, it's great to be with you.
Let's begin with, first of all, the response we've seen so far from the Biden administration regarding the Hamas terrorist act.
Well, it's been muted. We've had a couple of tweets, one or two statements by John Kerry that were live, and the president was supposed to go on at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know that he actually did that to convey a message about these attacks, but whatever the response has been to date, it's been unsatisfactory and well below the stature of the leading nation in the world.
The only thing I have seen coming out of the White House is doubling down on why they were holding a White House staff barbecue for members of the White House staff and their families. It had been planned in advance before the attack, but you can certainly say we had to put it off, and everyone certainly would understand. But they're doubling down saying, well, we're taking care of our staff. They would never get another chance. I mean, they're absolutely clueless. Go ahead.
When that's your talking point, when that's your number one focus is defending a barbecue,
yeah,
then you have got to be the worst administration this nation has ever known. This is a pathetic response to a crisis that's liable to bubble outside the confines of Israel and the Gaza Strip.
I want to get into that in more detail in a moment, but before I do, there is still no direct confirm action that Tehran has been involved, but the suspicions, you do not have to be a super sleuth to see that. Basically, with respect to my blind friends, you can be totally blind and you can see Iran's stamp all over it.
Yeah, Larry, while there's no direct trace perhaps for this particular act, the funneling of funds, the permissions, the absolute kowtowing to the Iranian regime is what Hamas has done. They've depended on them for financial support since they were founded in the 1980s. And so you cannot say that Iran was not involved with this. You have to understand that it absolutely was.
And what do they gain? What do they gain? What does Iran
gain? They gain turmoil in the Middle East. They attract the attention of the United States back to the region in conflict, in absolute conflict with what this administration's goals have been, which is to cater to the Iranian wishes every step along the way to try to get a nuclear deal. And right now you're seeing this conflict play out. The reason why you haven't had more condemnation from this administration and from the president himself is this is holding one of his key pieces of accomplishments, that what he wants to hold as one of his treasured accomplishments at the end of his administration, the JCPOA, the rebirth.
That was going to be Obama's legacy.
And you're looking at Obama legacy too, right? This is the same administration with a different figurehead at the head of it. The same people, the same staffers, the same background noise of undoing whatever the Republican Party has done in order to set a new stage and a new premise that is bound to fail. It is failing right before their eyes.
How do they not understand the damage it causes to this nation?
I don't think they care. Oh. Honestly, I don't think that they care that it is changing things. This theme of the Biden administration to rebuild better relies on you destroying what's in place and rebuilding it in a new direction. And for me, you're watching this again unfold, just like it did in the Obama administration. Iran is the worst of all actors in the Middle East. The accords that the Trump administration worked long and hard to foster and connect the good or the better actors in the Gulf together. That was unraveled as soon as this administration came in. They did their best to undo it, and they continue to do this by begging the Iranians to continue to support or to jump back into the JCPOA.
Let's deal with the accord. You're talking about the Abraham Accord, and some are saying this was the timing that sparked it, that they did not want Saudi Arabia to draw closer to Israel. They want to continue that divisiveness.
It's one of the many themes of Hamas driving the ball, of Iran driving the ball in here, but there's no theme of the United States actually driving the ball in this brokering of peace in the region, except to cater to the whims of the Ayatollah, Khomeini and this regime that is in Iran. It makes no sense, Larry.
United Arab Emirates has stepped forward and condemned Hamas.
Good on them. And every nation in the region should do the same thing. The fact that the United States has been slow to viscerally condemn what's happened, to watch news outlets in the United States draw some kind of moral equivalency here between Hamas and what the Israelis have done. This is institutionally bad, bad policy. And we need to right this ship, and we need to right it. I think it's not going to happen on the Biden watch. It needs to be done with the next election.
You're listening to John Venable, 25 years with the U.S. Air Force, senior research at the Defense Foundation and the Heritage Foundation. John, very quickly here, let's talk about General King is stating, and there's been a fear already, that Lebanon might be involved. In fact, they might have been the route as to how weapons got into the Gaza Strip for Hamas, that Lebanon might be working with Hezbollah and will certainly be ready to launch more powerful, more sophisticated rockets, accelerating the situation.
Yeah, like what's happened in Gaza. Hamas has taken over the righteous self-determination capabilities of the Palestinian people. Like the PLO before them, they are a corrupt organization that takes every dollar that's given to them and they don't put it into infrastructure, utilities, and like. They put it into war-fighting structure and means against the Israelis. The same thing has happened in Lebanon. It's not the Lebanese people that have done this. It is Hezbollah, and Hezbollah is a cancer that is in every organ inside of that nation. They've built tunnels. They've built storage facilities under houses, under churches, under hospitals.
Hiding behind the skirts of women and cribs of babies.
Exactly right. And that's where their weapons stored. That's where their missiles are put. And they've got some inordinate amount of missiles with precision guidance capability that are pointed all towards Israel. And Larry, my fear is this second front is going to open in the very near term from the north. And when that happens, Israel's going to need our help.
All right. That brings us to the point as to the general attitude of many is that if we will support Ukraine as we have, we should certainly be willing to support our strongest, only ally, basically, in that region of the country. How do you see it unfolding?
Well, we've got to give them every precision-guided munition that we can. The one thing that Ukraine cannot use, not the way that Israel can, is our precision-guided, long-range, if you will, munitions that you can drop off of a fighter and glide into positions, not just in the Gaza Strip, but throughout Lebanon, if that is needed. We need to be able, Israel needs to be able to hold all of those targets at risk. And we have munitions in our coffers that we can give them, and we need to start that movement right away.
With your background, how do you assess General King's assessment or his opinion that Hezbollah would be involved with all these weapons to basically come at the Iron Dome and whatever else you want to name the protection over Israel and just have so many distractions, so many angles, they could not possibly bring them all down?
Jack Keane is exactly right. The number of missiles that are in Lebanon right now under the control of Hezbollah would overwhelm whatever the Iron Dome, the three different missile systems that Israel has to defend itself. And if Hezbollah chooses to unleash that and open that second front, you're going to see an all-out war start in the Gulf. This will expand into Iran just as soon as Israel has the means to do it, because everything in both the Gaza Strip and owned by Hezbollah within Lebanon, all of that has been provided by Iran. And unfortunately, we continue to funnel money to the Iranians to actually unleash harm onto one of our greatest allies in the world.
And Americans at this point. Now, in the last minute or so, tactically, with your experience, we're seeing Gaza being hit by Israeli rockets hard. Now the next step is, they say, a ground invasion. But if they don't soften the target enough, what would you expect?
Even when they soften the targets enough, Larry, this is going to be a bloody battle. I have escorted United States Army platoons and squads as they go house to house throughout Iraq. I've provided overwatch for them in an F-16, and to watch them go door to door and actually have to go and clear an entire house is absolutely a nightmare for squads that are tasked to do that. This process of clearing Gaza, almost 2 million people in a what is described as a 40 or 50 square mile area, that's going to be a nightmare for the troops. But unfortunately, Larry, in order to rid the world of this scourge, they're going to have to do it. And they're going to have to decapitate Hamas leadership to take this threat away.
John Venable with the Heritage Foundation, thank you very much for your expertise.
Larry, my pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Coming up, the outcries around the world continue in support of Hamas. Wait till you hear the statement coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired.
Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I have only one recommendation for you when it comes to jewelry. Vincent's Jewelers. I've had Vincent's custom make some pieces for me. I've bought quality pieces right out of the case. Vincent's locally owned, supporting local charities for more than 42 years. Check their website daily for new items or specials. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Give Vincent's a chance for your business. Vincent's, my only jeweler. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
President Xi's really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
He is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
I really, really enjoy a great cigar and a premium whiskey. And if you do, you should join me at Lit Cigar Lounge in the district off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit is open to everyone, but I decided to become a member. You can too. Get special gifts, special events. Ladies, don't be intimidated. Bring a group of girlfriends. You'll also enjoy Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit also has a cigar and tobacco shop on Main Street in Old St. Charles. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There is a lot of noise in the midst of that, but the clear phrase is, gas the Jews. Gas the Jews. That being repeated over and over again. In Sydney, Australia, outside the iconic Opera House, those gathering support Hamas in the terrorist actions. Now, there's something we should keep in mind. As you heard with my guest a moment ago, John Venable with the Heritage Foundation. Originally, the PLO was in charge of the Gaza Strip. And then Fatah took over, Fatah. And then you had Hamas run them out. So Hamas has been controlling the Gaza Strip, the PLO still running the West Bank. And in between them is Israel. The issue is, of course, for the call of a two states, because Palestinians believe they were kicked out of their country to make room for Israel back in 1948. In effect, there was carved out the state of Israel with the approval of the UN and Harry Truman. Recognize them as a state the very next day. And yes, that incited and instilled and created even more bad blood between the Israelis and neighbors, mostly Arab, some specifically Lebanese, some specifically Palestinian, some Syrian, some Iranian, but all considered generally of the Arab nation. And yet the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and others stepping forward saying, we are opposed to the atrocity carried out by Hamas. That doesn't mean they are also against a two-state solution to bring peace. There was a time, and of course the Yom Kippur War brought some of that to the head, but since that time we've seen Israel make concessions. They basically, at the Gaza Strip, even though there was a 35-mile buffer between them and Gaza, many Gazan residents were allowed permits to go into Israel to work and make good money, more money than they could make in Gaza. No jobs available, no one paying it. And in the Gaza Strip, it's beautiful Mediterranean view. Restaurants and so forth, often a tourist spot from those around the world. And, of course, Israel has its position on the Mediterranean to the north above Gaza Strip. But now they're suspecting that some of these they were allowing in for work permit and visas, they were bringing in weapons to be used and broken out once the attack started. The U.S. should learn from that lesson. I don't think they will, but they should. And in this nation, of course, we've seen similar to what was taking place in Australia. They may not have been shouting, gas the Jews, but they're shouting death to America and praising Hamas for terrorist actions. Going into a beach of unarmed people, basically sunbathing, enjoying the music, and waging war on them, going into the city, communities along Israel, inside the communities, grabbing people out of their homes, executing them on the spot. One city along the border, they've estimated 200 bodies found scattered through the streets. That was a terrorist action. You cannot equate that with the demand of PLO, and they're also a terrorist organization, with the thought that we should have a two-state area. And Alan Dershowitz, professor emeritus at Harvard University, says, in this nation, we've gotten around to where we're just willing to accept the words of some who shout louder and threaten harm if you don't step in line with them. And he points specifically how the New York Times is basically excusing what happened.
Their headlines equate the killings of innocent civilians at the concert to the inevitable deaths, collateral deaths of some people in Gaza. You can't make those equivalents. That's like apples and bicycles or apples and bombs. There's no moral equivalence. Every civilian death is regrettable, but those that are deliberately planned and targeted are very different from those that are the inevitable costs of the fog of war.
The collateral of war. We know that happens. But when they're just beachgoers at a party, they're not combatants. Dershowitz says you could trace all of this back, to the lack of U.S. leadership.
Barack Obama hasn't said very much about these attacks. Where is he? He's the one who, at the end of his administration, allowed the Iran deal to go through and also allowed the Security Council to declare Israel's holiest places, the wall, the Western Wall, the Hebrew University, Hadassah Hospital, to be illegally occupied territory. So there's plenty of blame to go around. There'll be plenty of time to allocate blame. Right now, all Americans, all people of goodwill around the world should support Israel's efforts to rescue its hostages and to destroy Hamas. The only result that can come out of this thing that makes any sense is the permanent destruction of Hamas, the infrastructure, the leaders. The leaders, of course, have all escaped. They've run to Qatar and they've run to Lebanon. They're hiding in the tunnels. They're allowing civilians to be killed because these rockets are coming from areas in which civilians are used as human shields, and Israel must stop the rockets. That's their first priority. And even if some human shields are killed in the process, that's permissible under international law.
Let me clarify, when he says it's permissible, what it means is if it happens during a war action, there are no war crimes. But if the situation is a ceasefire and the fighting is stopped, and then you're killing civilians, then there's a war crime. I'm not trying to lecture, believe me, the Harvard University law professor, but I know what he meant, and the way the sentence got clipped by the editors at Forbes, it made it sound like it's permissible to go out and carry out onslaught of various people at any time, and that's not what he meant at all. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham also says if you're looking for where this starts, begin with not only Biden, but Obama.
To the Biden administration, your appeasement policies toward Iran is not working. To the squad, shut the hell up. You're emboldening the enemy. You're a disgrace to the United States Congress. You're siding with terrorists over a democracy called Israel. You've lost your perspective here. I'm confident most Democrats do not agree with the squad. Bottom line is, Biden and Obama have appeased the Iranians to the point of where we are today. If you pull the plug on Ukraine and let Putin get away with this, he will not stop. We'll be in a war between NATO and Russia. We have a chance to reset the world here. Defeat Putin in the Ukraine, dismantle Hamas now, and tell the Iranians, if you escalate any more attacks coming from Iran, we're coming after you. Anything short of that is going to lead to an invasion of Taiwan by China. We live in very dangerous times. The Biden administration's approach to Iran is about as successful as their border policy.
Yeah, and we know how great that is, don't we? I loved him saying, telling the squad, shut your mouth. But of course, they feel that they're speaking what people need to hear and what should be said. Would you consider them being extreme or mainstream? Contrast the squad with a statement by Hillary Clinton over the weekend on CNN, this before the Hamas Terrorist Act, and how she classifies extremists is not what you hear from the squad, it's what you hear from those who support Trump.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
In other words, communist training camps, deprogramming camps, that's what she's suggesting. And she herself is someone still trying to make herself relevant. When do we break it there? Well, she can't get over the fact she lost the election. She is an election denier. If you move away from the weekend terrorist attacks and the Israeli response, you take the focal point off that region of the world. You back up 1,000 miles and take a view of what's happening. There's a frightening conclusion, and it's coming up.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We have three vital areas in the world where we have our interests. Europe, the Pacific, and the Middle East. We've got an adversary that started a war in Europe. We have another one, Iran, that started another one here using its proxies. And we have our friend Mr. Xi threatening a war in the Pacific. The order, the global order that we established post-World War II is falling apart. And one of the reasons they're doing this, Maria, is they believe American leadership is weak. They think we're in decline. And that's the reality of what we're facing.
That is General Jack King, retired Army, on with Maria Bartiromo. Now, what he laid out, obviously, with the leadership is not respected around the world. We know that. They can't even convince themselves that they are accepted as real leaders. They'll try, but they can't. he brings up something Quentin and I were discussing yesterday. And that is in all of this, even though they're not necessarily in cohorts, Iran is kind of a puppet of China. And Russia and China have joined together. And all the terrorist activities underway. And the regions you heard Major King point out, the I should say General King, as to where we have all these fronts, Europe, Middle East, Southeast Asia, is the plot to thin us out and our forces. We're so thin we cannot be effective anywhere, anywhere, with what we have at this point. Quentin raised that point yesterday, and I said, I think you're right. I think that is part of it. And there are lessons of this in history. If Germany had not decided, if Hitler had not let his ego run away and say, by the way, I also want to take over the Soviet Union, they would not have had to be fighting on two fronts. And they would have swept across Europe. So Jack King undermining Quentin, what you were suggesting and raising yesterday, that they're trying to divide what we have. And somewhere there's going to be a breaking point. Lord help us. And you have to keep in mind what this administration left behind, being used by terrorists, and many of them, these items might already be in the Gaza Strip, shipped across Lebanon, or nearby for other terrorists, be it Hamas or Hezbollah. We left behind 258,000 rifles, M16s, AK-47s, 56,000 machine guns, 31,000 rocket-propelled grenade launchers, 18,000 gravity bombs, 16,000 aviation rockets, mortar systems, howitzer guns, drones, body armor, all left behind when this administration withdrew, as it did from Afghanistan. Those weapons are being used against U.S. citizens who were in Israel over the weekend, and Israelis, and others who were there. Then you get this remark from Joe Walsh, former Illinois congressman of the Chicago area. He was a Republican in name. He said, all Republicans criticizing Joe Biden or blaming Biden for what happened to Israel, shame on you. I'm pro-Israel. I prided myself on being the most pro-Israel member of Congress when I was there. So let me be clear. Joe Biden is pro-Israel. Are you an idiot, Joe Walsh? I'd say, yes, you are. He said, Biden's always been a great friend of Israel. So tell me why he would give money to Iran, who's declared it wants to destroy Israel. Oh, and by the way, I told you, Biden... Not Biden, but Obama finally responded. After 3 days, the former president came out with a tweet. All Americans should be horrified, outraged by the brazen terrorist attacks on Israel, the slaughter of innocent civilians. It took you 3 days to come up with those words. And then add, we grieve for those who died, pray for the safe return of those who've been held hostage, stand squarely alongside our ally Israel as it dismantles Hamas. And then he adds, because he feels he's compelled to, as we support Israel's right to defend itself against terror, we keep striving for a just and lasting peace for Israelis and Palestinians alike. Peddle the two-state message in the mess of the blood on the floor. Second hour coming up. Remember our pledge.